And with that, I invite you to close your eyes and connect in with what is happening internally. And I ask you to feel, sense, imagine, or visualize that you are a crystal. And this crystal that in this moment you are embodying, you have within you a time capsule. And within this crystal you embody, this time capsule begins to open and release. And you may even find that your crystal begins to pulse a little. You may even find yourself swaying just ever so subtly, this soft resonance that you are creating within your crystal. And this resonance and vibration that you are creating is that resonance of unconditional love and compassion that is in direct alignment with the Creator. And in this visualization or this feeling, this imagination, you begin to sense another crystal, but this other crystal is within a mountain. And the mountain is known as Mount Shasta. And within the mountain, that other crystal that you now feel and sense or visualize or imagine, it also has within it a time capsule that is beginning to open and release. And within that opening and release, the time capsule within the mountain begins to resonate and broadcast a frequency. And this frequency and vibration is the same resonance as the unconditional love and compassion of the Creator. And allow yourself, as the vibrating crystal, to now come into alignment and resonance with the crystal in the mountain. And as you feel, sense, visualize, imagine this entrainment, this resonance with the crystal, you realize there is nothing else to do in this moment other than be in that vibration.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those listening later, we sit in front of light workers. One of the few times that my partner would be brought to a group of like-minded individuals, I want to talk about the mountain. We are in that place that we call the shadow of the mountain of Mount Shasta. It is a special place to so many for so long. The indigenous held it as sacred. The mountain itself, as so many other mountains have been on this planet. But this one is different. If you have followed that which I have told you for many years, I will tell you that imbued into the mountain is the energy of core spiritual truth. There have been so many things happened there that are unexplainable to so many. It draws people to it more than just those who want to sit on a mountain. It speaks to so many who want to know answers to complex spiritual questions ordinary questions. It attracts those who will sit and listen. It attracts those who want to spend the night, even if they're not supposed to. There have been many stories. Sometimes the park services, doing their job well, will close it off, and yet at night you will see a light sometimes as bright as an acetylene torch, brighter than any light should ever be in a place that's inaccessible to any human. There are so many who have seen these kinds of things. They know there must be something there. Oh, there is. My partner told you you were at a special time, more special than you know or realize. I'm going to give you that information in a day or so. Something that I'll also reveal on the Circle of 12 that is broadcast. Something that is timely and for you, that's coming. But right now, I want to discuss something that is far out. Hard to believe. Mysterious, laughable to many. The concept of a star mother. The concept of those from the stars that may have actually started your DNA. Where you were humanoid with 24 pairs of chromosomes and it became 23 about 200,000 years ago. And science will verify that. When did a human being change and go for the standard 24 chromosomes to the unusual 23, 200,000 years ago? We teach that something happened then. Some of the indigenous teach something happened then. Information from the hills outside of Peru with the indigenous that have been there for thousands of years, when we say, what happened originally? What is your creation story? And they pass along their language, translated into Spanish, translated into English, one word, intervention. They knew it. Those who are 50,000 years old in Uluru, who are still there from the same clan, they knew it. They claim it was the Pleiadians. Unusual, is it not? Those so long ago who never met one another have the same story about the same event. It's the same time frame coming from the same star system. I'll tell you, it's real. As far out as it may sound, as laughable as some people would make it. And the reason is because of consensus reality that my partner has taught today. None of you were told that. No spiritual leader ever told you that in any of the major religions that you grew up with, any belief system that was organized on the planet, or even loosely organized, would go there. And so to you, it's an eye rolling, not to this group, but those who are listening later. Is it possible that there's something called a star mother, representing those who came, who birthed those who are here, who combined with the humanoids that were here to create a 23rd chromosome human? Why? To give them Pleiadian DNA. So you are all hybrids, all of you. But there's something like a time capsule waiting to be revealed in you. And it's time. And I'll tell you about that this weekend. The star mothers first arrived several places on the planet, the most notorious, the one that was most pure, Lemuria. No one could get there, no one could leave. There was no influence from other humans over time. And so the purity of what was taught there stayed pure. It's time to teach it as well. My partner will reveal that as well this weekend to you. It is real. the idea of teachers from the stars, whereas many, many eons ago they revealed themselves, they were in physical form, they are not. They are now in that multidimensional place where they exist in many places on this planet, but specifically in those nodes that they came to originally. They're real. And those who would argue this point would say, well, if they're real, come on out. Show yourselves so we can believe it. And we would say to that person, really? So you don't have any kind of an esoteric mind at all that would believe in a multidimensional force or entity or a thing? And they would say, that's right. They don't. I can't see them, so they're not here. And I would say, how about angels? And there would be a pause. They'd say, well, that's a little different. How about God? And they'd pause. Well, that's a little different. What if those Pleiadian mothers were angels? And you've been seeing them all along. What if they were guides to you? And you've been seeing them all along. But they didn't step up and say, hi, I'm from Pleiades. All they did was sit and help you and love you and help you through hard times. I'll tell you what. There is a principle that this creative source that I represent will always say is number one. Number one, your love beyond measure, period. Unconditional, period. Number two, there is no judgment and never has been. That's from men and women, not from God. Number three, you have absolute free choice to believe it or not. And nothing bad is going to happen if you choose to ignore it. Nothing. You can turn to Scripture, old Scripture, very old Scripture, even in your society, to see the story of the prodigal son. The one son that does everything right, the other son does everything wrong, and they go get the same party when they come home. And home is not a shack where they live on earth. Home is a metaphor for the other side of the veil from which they came. That's love. But here's what I'm going to tell you. That Star Mother group who is in the mountain as you look at it right now, that Star Mother group is there. They know the name of every single one in this room and in the rooms adjacent who are not in this room. They know you're here. They always do. They know your soul name, a name you don't even know while you're here. They see the Creator inside you, and they do nothing until you do. That's free choice. And there are so many who would say, well, how do I activate the Star Mothers in my life, and how do I do this and that? What a linear group says those things. How do you think about ice cream? Write the list, will you? You just do it. I want an ice cream. Oh, I can taste the ice cream. Sit in a place, if you've never done it before, and say to yourself, to anyone listening, whoever you are, if you're there, I invite you with my unbelief, I invite you to be with me. Not to show yourself, not a picture, not on Facebook. To come into my life, my area, and start invading my intuition so I will have the right decisions at the right time. Show me your love, Star Mother. And then watch your life start to change. Star Mothers are not prophets, they're helpers. The nodes and the nulls of the planet were set up, are you ready? By them, when they arrived, just in case this time of the precession of the equinoxes would have created exactly what's happening now. Do you feel the specialness of this? You sit not only in a precious, sacred time, that the ancients said may never happen, or it could. A time which showed itself even on the prophecy rock of the Hopi. You sit there. That's the big divide, you might call it. Where the prophecy was, many humans would go one way, others would go another way, and choice would be there between light and dark. It's here. The choice is here. And this is when the capsules start to open. And this is where the activation occurs, pouring out that which can be commensurate with your consciousness if you want it. And yet there still would be those who say, well, I don't know. I don't know how. I just told you how. And my partner just showed you why you don't want to. Because it goes against everything you were told. Let me give you some information. Your parents, your pastors, your priests, your spiritual guiders here on earth, they didn't know this. They didn't know this. They gave you the very best information they had with love and integrity. It's not going to be a betrayal if you go toward the truth. There was a core truth that is known today that involves pure love from the Creator coming down into your lives and working that which is called miracles to some, which is going to change humanity, put light on the planet to a place where there will never be a war like you see right now. It's unconscionable even now, and it's starting. It wants to pull you back to the 40s. Did you notice? A surprise. Did you notice? What perfect timing to prove what I'm telling you. It's not over. There are other things that will pop up to interrupt the light. Interrupt it. Put a stick in it and stir it up, even in the New Age. Stir up the New Age so they won't like each other anymore. That's going to happen too. Get ready for it. And when it shows up, bless it and say, show me what to do next. In all love, show me what to do next. In all love, show me what to do next. This is right on schedule, dear ones. Right on schedule. Don't think the world is now going the other way because what I told you would happen is happening. Star Mother, show yourself in the lives of those who want to start to be infused with peace. Peace first. That's the first thing that happens. Not the solving of your problems, the peace over it. So you can sit there and be a wise human being and make good decisions. Not out of survival or fright, fear. It starts now. It really does. And you couldn't be in a better place for a life change, for healing, for revelation, for change to the better. You're sitting in the shadow of the mountain. Wow. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.